Peter O'Donnell, Mr. Donegal Boxing, most of us know he is. I know you don't like that there moniker, but it's what we think of you here in Donegal. Paddy McShane has landed an Irish Elite Flyweight title. How significant is that there for Donegal Boxing? Not just for Paddy himself and Letterkenny ABC, but for Donegal Boxing.
For Donegal Boxing, it's a great lift, you know, for the 14 clubs in the county. They have an Irish Elite champion in your club at 18 years of age. Fantastic, you know. And it just didn't happen overnight. That's his fifth national title. You know, he's done, put a lot of work and a lot of dedication into the boxing this last 8 or 9 years, you know, so he's got a great reward, you know.
Watching how he dealt with Patrick Downey on Saturday night, you know, first two rounds moving very well, very comfortable. Of course, you know, the St John's Bosco man from Antrim had to step things up in round three because we all felt, and probably he felt, he was behind. But, you know, Paddy dealt with that really well too. I'm sure you were pretty confident, like the rest of us, that he was going to get his hand raised.
Oh, I was confident that he won the first two rounds, like, and he boxed very, very well. He never went out of his stride. He upped the ante in the second round as well, like, he gave him a clear cut run. And as you say yourself, Frankie, like young Downey, he knew had he come from behind the third round, and he left it too late.
Yeah, and you've a good grasp on all things Donegal boxing. I mean, it's, you know, we're going back nearly 40 years since Eamon Coyle brought a super heavyweight elite title back to Letterkenny ABC. He's here today as well. You know, a lot of outside interest as well, not just Letterkenny ABC people. You know, various boxing clubs represented here today. Just delighted. The weather's shone. He's got a fantastic homecoming. A very humble young fella to talk to there as well. Real feel good day around Letterkenny.
A great day for Letterkenny. Do you see a crowd marching up the main street in Letterkenny, led by the Piper, and a young man like Paddy there coming home back from Dublin and winning an elite title. Fantastic for boxing.
Listen, you've your pulse on your finger on the pulse of all things sweet science here in Donegal. Is this as good a time as we've had? Because, you know, casual sports observers know who Jason Quigley is, they know who Brett McGinty is, they know who Leo Gallen is, and now they know who Paddy McShane is. I mean, in your history and your association with Donegal boxing, are we right up there at this moment in time?
We're definitely right up at the minute now with the boxing in Donegal. We're at the top of the three now, and for Paddy to be heading off tomorrow morning, like, as I say, the Abbottstown's a great honour for him too, you know. Hopefully that he may come into the mix for the World Championships coming up shortly, like, he's one of the champions and can't take that away from him. It's a great honour for him, for himself and his family, and for all the coaches here at Letterkenny, past and present, who've put in so much to boxing all down through the years, you know.
I mean, I didn't want to put him on the spot too much. I mean, I enjoy the day, and of course, you see he's heading off tomorrow. Massive opportunity as well. Hard work starts tomorrow all over again. But what kind of launch pad, or, I mean, what can we expect from Paddy going forward? I mean, is the sky's the limit with something like this here under his belt?
Oh, that's what it is, Frank. The sky is the limit. Like, you don't know, we just don't know how far he can go. Like, when he goes and matures now, he's only 18. Like, he's the youth on his side, and hopefully he does very well out of it. You know, the amateur game, you never know what lies ahead for the pros or anything else in years to come, you know.
Hear, hear. Thank you very much, Peter.